life now.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
If you've ever suffered from a condition and you've looked for help, you've gone in to see physicians, and every time you see your physician about this particular condition that's troubling you, you kind of come away with no answer. Nothing is more frustrating than that, because we just want to know what it is that's bothering us quite often. And there is a condition that is may not seem like it's a big deal, but to those couple million people in the United States today that suffer from it, it really is a big deal. Ludwig Rommeld, who was a physician back in the early 1900s, discovered something called gastric cardia, or the relationship between the stomach and the heart. And we're going to be talking about this today because there are literally millions of people out there who suffer from symptoms and can't figure out what it is. Well, we're going to tell you what it is today. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. How are you doing, Dr. Smith?
I'm doing very good. Thank you again for having me on, Carl. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. And, you know, it is frustrating. As a patient, we go to see a physician, and it's frustrating for physicians as well.
Yes.
When a patient has presents symptoms, but you can't put your finger on what it is. And quite often, if the patient doesn't get a square answer, this is what you have, they feel that they're being let down by their physicians,
yeah,
and that the physician is just discounting them, going, well, it's nothing to worry about. Go home.
Right. This is a tough one, Carl, because Rommeld syndrome, and let's just call that RS for now on, so we don't have to keep saying over and over, RS. People present to their doctors with heart symptoms. You know, maybe it's chest pain, maybe it's kind of an abnormal heartbeat, maybe they get dizzy, stuff like that.
Right.
And so the doctor ends up working a heart workup, which is, of course, what they should do. And unfortunately, this really has nothing to do with the heart. It has to do with the stomach.
Right.
It has to do with the health of the stomach, and there's a connection, like you said. And RS is a perfect example of how the body is all connected, and one part will affect the other. But you're right. It's frustrating for patients because they know something's not right.
They know
something is not right, but the doctor did their workup, and they just don't know. You know what ends up happening with this? And we can talk more about this, Carl, but when people come in with heart problems and you do all this great workup, EKG, maybe even a heart catheterization where they look at your vessels with the dye. I mean, they do an echo stress test. I mean, they do all their job, and nothing comes back. Everything looks great. People are then diagnosed with what is called a conversion disorder, which means the doctor is saying you are anxious. You have anxiety that is manifesting as cardiac symptoms, and they end up going on antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and then the cycle begins. The symptoms still happen. The patient jumps from one doctor to the next because no one is focusing on this. And once you're labeled with that conversion disorder, that anxiety disorder, they'll never find the answer.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because they're discounting the possibility of it being anything else. But again, the doctors, it's not like the doctors set out to ignore, but they have a list of things to look at.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're looking in the wrong place. So let's talk. Yeah. First of all, I suffered from this for a short period of time. This is why it became interesting to me. I was on a antibiotic regimen for the first time since I was probably 9 years old last year because of an abscess in a tooth. Before the dentist could work on it, I had to get rid of the infection. He gave me some amoxicillin. I took it. The amoxicillin, I noticed within days of taking the amoxicillin, my digestion all but stopped. It got so slow. I was always bloated. And then I started to notice some symptoms. And these are just a few of the symptoms, and there's a lot of them out there. But if these are reminiscent to you,
mm-hmm.
when you lay on your left side, your heart rate changes. It starts to palpitate, or you get preventricular contractions.
Gotcha.
After a large meal, you notice that your heart starts to palpitate. It changes. It and it's scary because it's like it feels like it wants to stop. It's like,
right,
ba-boom, ba-boom. I mean, your heart rate just it goes so slow. You're like, oh, my God, what could this be?
Yeah.
These are just some of the symptoms. And belching makes it go away sometimes because it relieves the pressure. I started to make the connection between my stomach and my heart away.
Carl, you did something a lot of doctors forget to do. One of the things, and your listeners can actually learn from this because, you know, we in this day and age, we have to start taking care of ourselves more. We have to start researching. I hate to say this, but you can't put all of your faith into the doctor, right? There's too many things out there. It's too much information. We do have to kind of take charge a little bit, right? And one of the things you should always remember, when there's something wrong, let's say, you know, using your symptoms, Carl, laying on your left side and the heart's skipping beats and it's not feeling right, maybe some chest pain with it. Not only do you want to think about the heart, but one of the things they teach us in medical school, and doctors forget this, is to always think about one organ removed. What that means is as I'm doing my physical exam and taking my history, Carl, I'm not only thinking about the heart. I have to think about the heart in how it relates to the surrounding organs, the lungs, for instance, or in this case, the stomach. And doctors they put their blinders on, right? They want to, you know, they know how to work up the heart. They're going to focus on the heart. They're going to rule out the heart, and then they're going to say you need drugs for anxiety. They forget this basic principle in medicine,
one
in
organ,
clinical medicine.
One organ removed, they call it.
One organ removed. You have to think about that. And if you do, you'll start thinking about other possibilities for these heart symptoms, essentially, which is the Rumheld syndrome, the RS syndrome. So you're absolutely, the fact that you started thinking about your stomach and putting it together, you did what doctors should have been doing for you.
Well, I didn't go to a doctor right away, first of all, obviously. And I'll tell you, in its most severe cases, it's very, very scary. I had a very large breakfast one morning, and my heart rate changed so dramatically that I almost became syncope. When I would stand up out of a chair, I would begin get so lightheaded I would have to sit back
That's
down
scary,
again.
That's scary, isn't it? That's
yeah,
scary,
and I thought to
it?
Myself, what the hell's going on here? I'm strong as an ox. I can go into the gym and squat and deadlift and all this other stuff. What's going on with me? And I immediately started thinking about my heart, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was thinking it was my heart. But then as I started digging and learning, I came up with something that you and I are going to talk even in depth about so people understand this. I came up with something that I didn't understand prior until I started opening up my anatomy and physiology books, and I started to find the vagus nerve. I'm like, oh, man, look at this nerve. This nerve regulates heart rate. It slows the heart rate, which is what's happening. And guess what? It's literally stitched into the top portion of the stomach, the portion of the stomach that when you get bloated presses against the diaphragm.
That's right. Yeah, the vagus nerve is really the connection, the anatomical connection, if you will, between the lungs, the heart, and the stomach. It actually courses through all three of those organ systems. Maybe this is where, Carl, for a second, we should talk a little bit about what the vagus nerve does a little bit, because this is important to understand RS. And you're right, there are so many people with RS out there that don't even know it. And unfortunately, they're on anti-anxiety drugs, and it's not helping. So this is important. This is one of those syndromes that we miss, and it's there's lots of people suffering from the same stuff you do here, or what you did. But let's study the vagus nerve for a second, because it's important to understand what the vagus nerve does to understanding RS. The vagus nerve is part of the nervous system known as the parasympathetic system. Maybe some of your listeners are familiar with the fact that there's the sympathetic nervous system that kind of drives us, that, you know, if you're about to get in a car wreck and you slam on the brakes, that's the sympathetic nervous system running that. It gets you ready to deal with that stress. Well, after that stress, you have to calm down, right? That's what the vagus nerve does. That's what the parasympathetic nervous system does. And it acts through the vagus nerve. It slows down the heart rate. It brings down the blood pressure. It slows down your respiratory system. The other time the vagus nerve is stimulated is after you eat, because when you have a bunch of food to digest, you need the blood not so much in your heart and your brain. You need it in your gut, right?
Right.
So you can digest the food. So the only time that the vagus nerve is stimulatory to an organ is when you have to digest. So it slows everything else down and stimulates the digestive system. Now, knowing all that, that allows us to then look at the series of steps that happen in RS to produce the heart symptoms.
We have to take a break in 1 minute. I want to mention something that you just elucidated that I actually forgot about, and the double whammy of RS. And the double whammy of RS is this. It's the internal gastric pressure RS has a mechanical and a biological aspect, and we're going to discuss both of them today. But it's the back pressure on the upper abdomen that kind of pinches off the vagus nerve that causes these symptoms. Well, guess what? That same pressure on the vagus nerve stops the secretion of acids into the stomach that promote digestion. So you got a double whammy. You got this backup in your stomach that's causing this change in rhythm, this pressure against the vagus nerve, and you have a slowing of digestion that's going to make it last even longer. We're going to be talking.
Carl, you're stealing my thunder. That's what I was supposed to talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry. But no, but you have remedies. You have the thing that they want.
Yes. It's important that we understand what it is. But at the end of this, we make sure your listeners hold on, because I do have ways to deal with these types of symptoms, both immediate and in the long run. This is a treatable condition, without a doubt, and you don't need drugs.
And it's gone away. I am 90%. It's gone now since I've started to take some of these actions. Okay,
excellent.
We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith about Rommel syndrome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack, found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit lgsciences.com today to learn more. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear, this ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow. Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you don't have your subscription to LEF Magazine, Life Extension Magazine, you're missing out, because you can get free subscription at superhumanradio.com. Go to superhumanradio.com. On the right-hand side, down at the bottom, you can get a free subscription to one of the greatest magazines about fitness, health, and longevity out there. All right, so Dr. Smith, obviously there's a mechanical factor here with the pressure that we're talking about, but it could be more than that, right? Couldn't it just be inflammation from the gut if you have some stomach issues?
It does. It all begins, and let me just kind of run through the steps of how these heart symptoms develop, okay?
Okay.
Because it all does, you're right, Carl, it all starts with pressure within the upper part of the stomach called the fundus. If you can kind of picture the stomach in your head, the stomach kind of has this upper out pouching that touches the diaphragm, and then it comes down into the lower abdomen. That upper part of the stomach is known as the fundus. And when that area becomes distended with gas, and that distension, it doesn't have to be from like reflux disease, which it could be. It could also be from ulcer disease. It could be, you know, people that have diabetes tend to not digest and move things out of the stomach as well. Other nerve disorders. There's a lot of reasons why people will get this extra pressure in that top part of the stomach, okay?
Right.
And we'll talk more a little bit about that, okay? But it begins with this pressure. When that pressure happens, it actually is a physical force that pushes up the diaphragm. Now, the diaphragm is at the bottom of your lungs, basically. It's at the bottom of your lungs and sits basically on top of the stomach and stuff. And when the diaphragm is pushed up because you have this extra pressure in the stomach, that actually pushes the heart up. And when the heart is pushed up, in a sense, to keep it simple, it squeezes the vagus nerve. Because the vagus nerve literally runs over the heart, over the stomach, and so when these two kind of get pushed up with that gas, they actually stimulate the vagus nerve. Once the vagus nerve is stimulated, a couple different things happen. One, you might get symptoms not just in your heart, throughout the rest of your body. The vagus nerve, remember, is part of the parasympathetic system. It's the system that slows us down. So people will get muscle cramps. They might get sharp pains in the lower part of their chest, which is actually influencing the lining of the lungs. They might actually get dizzy. They might see bright flashes in their eyes. They might get ringing in the ears. All of these things are symptoms of a hyperactive vagus nerve that's been activated because essentially it's been squished. Okay.
Right.
Now, the other symptoms that can happen, here's where it gets a little complex. I'm going to try to keep it as simple as I can. The vagus nerve also causes what are called gastrocoronary reflexes. Now, I know that sounds real fancy. All it means is in response to the vagus nerve trying to slow everything down, that's what it does. It slows heart rate. It slows blood pressure down. It calms us down. Well, in response to that, the heart tries to rev up quickly.
Oh.
So what does the heart do to rev up? It constricts the coronary arteries. Those are the arteries feeding the heart. When you constrict the coronary arteries, and almost like in a spastic type motion, in response to the vagus nerve trying to slow everything down, that's where the chest pain kicks in. That's where the slow heart rate kicks in. That's where you lay on your left side, and that's where you feel the heart skip a beat and boom and
right,
boom, like
right.
You said before. It's not this. Now, in most cases, you have these heart symptoms. You don't really recognize maybe the short ringing in the ears. Maybe you don't really worry so much about the little flashes you might see in your eyes or the little sharp pain you get at the bottom of your chest
or
which is the lungs.
Or if you spontaneously lose your voice, you're sitting there and all of a sudden your voice cracks and it disappears. That's a symptom of the vagus nerve.
Yeah, that's all vagus nerve. But what's interesting, people aren't – when you start having these symptoms, the symptoms people focus on aren't those, though. They focus on the symptoms associated with those coronary arteries constricting, the chest pain, the slowing of the heart rate, the skipping of the
those
beat.
Are the scariest.
Those are the scariest. But that's the problem, Carl. And I understand it. Trust me, I get it. But the problem is those are the symptoms you take into your doctor.
Right.
So the doctor does this whole heart workup, okay? And it turns out the heart is fine.
But now
I'm gonna
ask you something, and with all respect to the doctors all worldwide, do you think that if I walked into my doctor and said my heart palpitates, it's sometimes when I stand up I get lightheaded. By the way, that my throat tickles a lot and I cough and lose my voice. My ears ring mm-hmm. once in a while. Do you think he's gonna put those together truthfully?
Well, he's going to do, he's going to hear heart beating weird, he's going to hear you get dizzy, and he's going to do a stress test of your heart. He's going to do an EKG. And those are okay tests, but they're not going to obviously catch the problem here. Because once you're not having the symptoms, once the gas in the upper part of the stomach dissipates and everything calms down again, the vagus nerve is not stimulated. Everything goes back to normal.
Right.
So you go into your doctor, he does an EKG, and guess what? Looks perfect.
Right.
He does an echocardiogram. You get on that stress test, and if you exercise the way hopefully all your listeners do, man, you pass that stress test with flying colors.
Right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your heart, Carl. That's what your doctor tells you. It must be anxiety. Here's your prescription for
Ativan.
Yeah. Calm down, Carl. Do some deep breathing or something. You know, yeah. I don't know. Get out of my office. That's what it is. But here's the thing. Remember when I talked about one organ removed?
Right.
This is where a good doctor. This is where a good clinician. Someone with good physical exam skills and history skills will say, ah, one organ removed. I remember from anatomy, right next to the heart is the stomach and the diaphragm. Maybe I need to think about that vagus nerve, and this is where RS comes in. Because ultimately, the answer to this is not fixing the heart. In most cases, there's nothing wrong with the heart.
Right.
Although, you know, Carl, I say that. RS can be dangerous. If you have a history of atherosclerosis,
right.
If you have a history of coronary artery disease,
well, if
and
you
they
all,
start
also
spasming,
if you have also if you have rhythm, if you have inherent
mm-hmm.
rhythm issues with your
heart,
it can
be dangerous.
Yes.
I have seen cases and heard of cases, although it's hard to really read about this because no one reports about it. As a matter of fact, I don't think any of the published studies on RS that come out of Germany have even been translated into English. Isn't that amazing?
Right.
But, you know, yeah, if you have some heart issues, this can turn into a heart attack for some people.
Absolutely.
But thank God most people don't have that issue. So they go see their doctor. They talk about these heart issues, and everything looks perfectly fine. And so they take an anti-anxiety drug. The symptoms keep happening. And most people just end up dealing with it.
Yes, they live with it. And that's
yeah.
what most people who suffer from this, they kind of suffer in silence. They take mm-hmm. deep breaths in between episodes. They tend not to, they do make the connection sometimes. And they
right.
tend to eat less or eat certain foods that don't cause gastric buildup,
yeah.
and they just live with it.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a fascinating point here. Dr. Romhild, his full name was Ludwig Romhild. He lived in the early 1900s and stuff.
Right.
He wasn't actually studying this. You know what he was actually studying?
No, what?
Increased caloric intake. As we moved from an agriculture type environment in this country and in Europe to an industrial, food sources were getting a little bit better. People were eating more, and he was actually studying the effects of too much calories, too many calories.
Yeah, because back in the day, the way we have a problem with obesity today, we used to have a problem with malnutrition 100
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, and all of a sudden people were eating more, which was a good thing back then. And so he was actually studying the effects of calories, basically, excessive calorie intake on the heart, on the stomach, and he was the one that made this connection looking at caloric intake. And one of the best ways you can chronically control this disorder, this RS, this Romhild syndrome, is to actually cut your calories down.
Oh, sure,
let's
talk about it. There's a mechanical aspect of this because we're talking about pressing a nerve. This is mechanical, pressure of
yes.
a nerve between two objects. But there's also a biological issue here. People who end up with things like leaky gut syndrome and stuff like that, where
yep.
there's an inflammation in the stomach, couldn't that also stimulate this? Because the vagus nerve is literally interwoven into the top of the stomach?
Yes, it is. And so any inflammatory condition, remember at the beginning I even talked about ulcer disease. Severe reflux disease, leaky gut syndromes, people that have bad food allergies that are still eating those bad foods and haven't been worked up properly. All of those things cause inflammation. Inflammation distends that upper part of the stomach called the fundus. Boom, you activate the vagus nerve, and now your heart's skipping beats and you're scared to death.
Right.
Yes, all
right.
of those things play a role. So it's the end result, regardless of what causes, whatever the issue is causing that pressure to build up in the fundus of the stomach, Carl, whatever that is, whether it's just you're not digesting right, you have diabetes, whatever, it's the distension of that upper part of the stomach that activates the vagus nerve and that produces all these symptoms, okay?
Right.
So ultimately, this problem is not about the heart. This problem is about the stomach. And we got some simple solutions that can help people deal with this in the immediate symptoms of RS, but then also who can control this chronically with simple supplements. There is hope. There
okay.
really is.
And we're going to talk about those supplements in a minute. I want to just mention something. We did a show yesterday about lectins. And we did a show about lectins yesterday, talking about some people are more susceptible to the activation of the immune system by certain lectins. And it goes back to what I've talked about for 5 years on this show, and that is you must eat the way your ancestors ate, whatever you're genetically predisposed to eat, whatever you were, your genes evolved under, those foods from where you were once from, those are the foods that you should gravitate to. But we were talking about lectins yesterday, and especially soy, the lectins from soy, which have been associated with causing things like peptic ulcers and also ulcerative colitis and so on and so forth.
Yep.
You know, if you have an issue like Rommel syndrome, where you eat foods and your heart rate changes and you get gassy and you know it's freaking you out, you really need to refine your diet. You need to eliminate anything that's potentially GMO, genetically modified.
Yep.
And you need to remove anything that you have a good feeling. And most people know anything that you have a good feeling is irritating your stomach or just not, is this contrary to your personal makeup, because you have to, and we're going to be talking about this when we come back from the break. You really, this is something we have to focus on, the stomach, and Dr. Smith is going to give us some solutions, both supplements, and we're going to be talking about actual mechanical things that can be done as well.
Yeah, I do want, you know, it's good that you're talking about the food right now, because one of the first things, when we come back, Carl, let's talk about immediate relief, and then we'll go into how to control this chronically. And the first thing to controlling RS chronically is actually to make sure you're not allergic to any of the foods you're eating. And we're going to talk about what's called the food safe allergy test, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's actually very important.
Yeah,
okay, let's do this. Let's take our quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll come back talking about allergies, food allergies, and we're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith about Rommel syndrome. You may not suffer from this syndrome, but you may know someone who does, and if you do, make sure they listen to this show. We'll be right back. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol, a company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All-American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Hi, this is Carl. Protein builds muscle, and most protein powders taste like chalk. American Whey is the best protein powder I've ever tasted. It's lactose-free, fat-free, and dissolves completely. And the flavors are amazing. Double chocolate, creamy vanilla, wild berry, orange cream, peach cobbler, and my favorite, tropical banana blast. It even comes in convenient 10 and 25-pound tubs. Give American Whey a try. You'll love it. Go to AmericanWhey.com. That's AmericanWhey.com or call 888-462-5671. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith about Rommel syndrome. Now we're going to be talking about, now that we've identified what it is, we're going to talk about what you can do about it. Let's start off with what you wanted to talk about, Dr. Smith, and that is food allergies.
Right, yeah. You know, because you brought up a good point. Anything that increases the distension of the stomach, the gas in the stomach, can lead to a Rommel type effect.
Episode,
these,
right.
These heart symptoms. And one of the core things that people need to realize is most of the problems we have, whether it's chronic heart disease or something like RS, Rommel, it really does come back often to what we put in our mouths, you know, the type of diet that we're eating. And believe it or not, food can really affect how we feel. Now, I'm not talking about food allergies, the ones that can kill people. I'm not talking about...
Yeah, anaphylactic shock, the obvious ones.
I'm not right. talking about that. But there are more milder cases of food allergies that produce a lot of fatigue and even weight gain and abdominal discomfort, leading that to distension and possible RS, the Rommel syndrome. So there is a test out there. It's called the Food-Safe Allergy Test, and it's the only one that I really like because it specifically tests for an antibody that is related to these more chronic, slow-developing type symptoms.
Interesting.
Most of the other food allergies that your doctor might do is checking a different type of antibody, the one that's going to maybe kill you.
It's an acute response.
Yeah,
boom.
We figure out specifically what antibody to test for these chronic allergies. And as a matter of fact, the Food Safe Allergy Test, we offer it here at Life Extension.
Do you really?
Yeah, we sure do. It's a finger stick, so we send you the kit to your house. You stick your finger, you dab it on these little pads of paper, and then we analyze that for you, and we actually look at about, I want to say it's about 45 to 50 common food allergies, and when you get your report back, it's very simple to read. You'll have green, yellow, and red. The foods that are in green, eat all you want. The foods that are in yellow, be careful, maybe just a couple times a week. And any food that's listed in the red column, that's a no-no for you. And especially if you have some of these symptoms that you had, for instance, Carl, those foods in that red section could be your initiating factor here for developing the RS
right.
symptoms.
Right, and not necessarily the direct actions of those allergens on my heart, but causing my stomach to become inflamed.
It's the stomach, yeah.
And bloated. And
there you go.
Right, exactly.
And then you activate the whole vagus nerve, and boom, you know, you have the symptoms. But this is not you can't go to an average allergist for this or a.
How much is that test?
We offer it at Life Extension for about $130, and retail it's about a $400 test. So we always offer the discounts to people
members.
That call in and,
sure.
and members of Life Extension.
Sure.
But you can't a basic allergist, they're going to check that more acute one, and that's not really what you want. We believe that Rommel syndrome is more related to this slower development allergies.
Well,
and that's
sure,
this,
sure, because,
this
because
different
it's,
antibody.
The, it's the mm-hmm. it's the drop of water on the stone that wears it slowly.
Right,
it's under below the radar. We don't realize it's happening, and then all of a sudden, because quite often, once the symptoms arrive, the damage is being done over months and years.
Right.
So
here's,
you know.
Now let's talk about this. Now let's talk about, you know, because there might be people listening, just like you, Carl, who maybe immediately after they eat, or maybe even 20, 30 minutes after you eat. Actually, RS can happen about any time because it doesn't have to be related to food, right? It can be related to diabetes, ulcer disease of the stomach, but usually it is somewhat associated with eating, especially if you eat a little bit too much. If you have any of those heart symptoms, there are some immediate simple things people can do to relieve it, just like that.
Okay? What are they?
One of the most important things to do, believe it or not, is to burp.
Yes, that's right.
To let out, I know that sounds silly,
no,
but to
that's
let out some of that gas.
It was intuitive for me to burp. I would even force myself to burp because whenever I would burp, I would feel the pressure go away and my heartbeat would normalize.
Absolutely. One of the easiest things you can do, I have a friend of mine who actually talks about this, and when she has the problem, she drinks a beer. Now, I'm not going to promote drinking a beer. I think there's carbonated beverages you can do, whatever.
Club soda.
Club soda, whatever you want to do. Get some carbonated drink down there and do a, you know, it'll cause you to burp a little bit, and that actually helps out a lot too. The other thing is, when your heart is kind of doing that weird rhythm thing and it's not making you feel good. If burping doesn't help, you can actually do what is called a Valsalva maneuver. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. A Valsalva maneuver is also what happens when you hold your breath and squat at the same time, right?
Yeah. The good news is you don't have to do that. Usually for helping with the heart symptoms of Rommel syndrome, all you have to do is kind of like pretend like you're going to sneeze. pretend like it, and just kind of bear down on your chest, but don't actually sneeze. Just pretend like you're going through those motions.
Gotcha.
Simply by bearing
down
a little bit on your chest.
So take it, fill your lungs, take in a deep breath, and then kind of roll forward to kind of compress it all.
Yeah, kind of like mimic what your body would do if you were going to sneeze,
right.
kind of type
gotcha.
Thing. And that actually right there helps to take some of that pressure out of that upper gastric region called the epigastric region, which helps to calm down the vagus nerve.
Now, what about supplements? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I was going to go right into this. You were asking about supplements.
Yeah, supplements that can benefit the stomach. If you have a chronic issue and you want to try to cure that portion of it, what can you do?
Well, chronically, you have two choices. You can either go online and do some of what the traditional doctors say and take expensive drugs and possibly develop a lot of side effects, or you can do some simple, easy, natural things. The first thing we have to do is we have to get rid of the gas chronically, and we have to make your stomach and your small intestine digest better. So believe it or not, something as simple as digestive enzymes. I don't know if do you take digestive enzymes, Carl?
Totally cured the situation.
Yeah.
You know why? I mean, I shouldn't say it cured. There were several things I did, and we're going to cover them. But
okay.
That was one of the things that gave me immediate relief. In fact, the first time I did it, I was sitting and talking to my mom.
Uh-huh.
And within minutes of throwing four of those bromelain, papain, generic, and chewing them down.
It works, yeah.
All the pressure went away. And then it dawned on me, well, sure, because my stomach isn't producing enough enzymes because of the compression of the stimulation of the vagus nerve. So
right.
by doing this, it's like forcing the food to become digested and clear out of my stomach.
It does, and it works. You know, remember, and this even goes beyond the RS syndrome that we're talking about here. Even people that just get real gassy and kind of that bloat feeling after they eat, you guys, that's simply an indicator. That's your body telling you that you don't have enough of these digestive enzymes. If you don't digest food, it sits there, right? And if that food sits there, the bacteria start eating it and chewing it up, and it just causes fluid to build up, and that's when the pressure can build.
And the older you get, the more difficult you find it to digest these foods because you produce less enzymes. And the truth of the matter is, many of us are born with polymorphisms where we don't digest certain foods properly. So I believe that digestive enzymes are beneficial for anybody. I'll go one step further. If you've ever gone to a Brazilian steakhouse, a churrascaria, what do they serve you after they load you up with all that meat? Pineapple and mango.
Pineapple, you can.
I mean pineapple and papaya.
Papaya, yeah. Now, you know, it's interesting too. I always like to teach people, because you're right, everybody should be on digestive enzymes. You're only as healthy as your gut. Because if your gut's not healthy, all of these other good supplements you're doing, this good diet you're eating, if you can't absorb those good nutrients, if you can't digest them properly, what are you doing? You're wasting your money.
What's worse than that? I predict in the next decade they're going to realize that one of the confounding factors in many diseases today is the lack of proper digestion. Because when you don't digest foods properly, they turn into toxins and circulate through your bloodstream.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. Didn't we talk about that last time? The auto intoxication.
Yes, I'm banging this drum. This is my mantra right now. I mean, people don't take their digestive system as seriously as they need to, and this is one of the issues.
You do. You have to be able to digest, absorb nutrients, and eliminate waste. And if you can't do that, all sorts of problems happen. And the main one we talked about last time is that auto-intoxication.
Right.
Auto-intoxication is another thing that's going to activate that vagus nerve and bring on some of these symptoms of Rommel syndrome.
What other supplements can we look at?
Yeah, let's move. The next one is sometimes you got to, you know, when you have this chronically happening, this chronic distension of the stomach kind of loses its ability to contract normally. The whole contraction in the gastrointestinal tract is called peristalsis, and it's supposed to be this nice rhythmic type contraction from the esophagus down through the stomach into the small intestine. I mean, it's this nice consistent wave of contraction. Well, when the stomach is irritated and distension, it becomes all irritated. That nice rhythmic peristalsis is what we call it becomes irregular, becomes erratic. And one of the things that can help, now a traditional doctor, and I'm a medical doctor too, I keep saying that, but I've studied this nutritional side, but a traditional doctor is going to want to put you on Elavil, which is a tricyclic antidepressant, which they feel is really good at helping with kind of making the stomach contract normally. Well, I got to tell you, I think that's just ridiculous, because essentially what they're trying to do with that drug, Carl, is they're trying to improve serotonin. Serotonin helps the vagus nerve to keep that peristalsis going. So why not do the supplement, the amino acid that the body uses to make serotonin? Go right to the issue. There you go. 5-HTP or a good tryptophan supplement is all you need to do to get that peristalsis, that normal rhythm going again, which will help to clear out that gas and help to chronically control Rommel-Helm syndrome. Okay?
Beautiful.
Now, do we have time to go on, or are you going on a break?
We got 2 minutes. Good.
All right, so now, the other issue is, you're right, Carl, you do have an acid problem with Rommel-Helm syndrome. What we do notice, though, even though we believe that the vagus nerve is kind of depleting the acid production, which leads to not being able to digest foods as well, the gas builds up, all that kind of stuff, it does turn out, though, that the distension does make there's a muscle that connects the esophagus to the stomach. It's known as the lower esophageal sphincter.
Okay.
That chronic distension in that upper part of the stomach, which is right where that sphincter is, causes the sphincter to get weak. So even though you have this inability to digest, you're making less acid, which is part of Rommel-Helm syndrome, right?
Right.
You actually start having symptoms of reflux.
Because the manhole cover is open.
There you go. Even though the acid is not as good as it should be, you have that manhole cover that's supposed to keep it down is broken.
Right.
Because of that chronic distension. So it does also help to for people to control their reflux symptoms if you do have part of this.
Right.
Now, I'm not a big fan of proton pump inhibitors. I mean, I have to use them sometimes in some bad cases with ulcer disease. I mean, I am a medical doctor. I'm not against medications, Carl. I'll have to use them when I have to.
Right.
But I'm always about the natural things first. There is an amazing, amazing natural supplement that can clear up reflux disease with just a few doses.
What is
it? It comes from the rind of an orange, and it's the active ingredient is called D-limonene. D-limonene, have you heard of that?
Yes, D-limonene is also used as a penetration enhancer in transdermal drug delivery.
It turns out, what's interesting about all that is D-limonene was originally used to help other things absorb better. Well, what we found when we gave people D-limonene with their other drugs, the reflux went away.
I'll be darned.
And it turns out that D-limonene, we don't really know how it works. We really don't. But D-limonene is so powerful that we have a product at Life Extension. It's called Natural Esophagard. And you take one D-limonene pill every other day for about 10 days, and then most people only have to do one every month.
So people who suffer from GERD would benefit from that, you're saying?
Absolutely.
Wow.
But it's important that you control reflux if you have that problem with RS, right? Because that's going to irritate the stomach more and lead to more distension.
Right.
So specifically with RS syndrome, it's important that you control those acid symptoms if you have it, because you're just going to exacerbate the problem if you don't.
Gotcha. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about other remedies for Rommel-Helm syndrome. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains 4 unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit lgsciences.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Carl. Protein builds muscle, and most protein powders taste like chalk. American Whey is the best protein powder I've ever tasted. It's lactose-free, fat-free, and dissolves completely. And the flavors are amazing. Double chocolate, creamy vanilla, wild berry, orange cream, peach cobbler, and my favorite, tropical banana blast. It even comes in convenient 10 and 25-pound tubs. Give American Way a try. You'll love it. Go to AmericanWay.com. That's AmericanWHEY.com or call 888-462-5671.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear, this ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Crispin Sullivan emailed me this morning about yesterday's show on lectins and wanted me to correct something she said. Ricin is a lectin found in the castor bean, not in the lima bean. The lima bean also has a toxic lectin in it as well if it's not cooked. But ricin is the one that can kill you, and it was first discovered in the castor bean. Okay, so anyway, she did want me to mention that. She's a stickler for accuracy. All right, we're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith about Rommel syndrome. We're going to be talking a little bit more about things that you can do to correct the problem. Yeah. Okay, so good.
I want to talk about this next one because this is actually where it can get dangerous, okay? You know, if you approach your doctor with even some of the symptoms you had, okay, Carl, you mentioned you laid on your left side and it kind of felt like your heart was skipping beats.
It was.
It would try to catch up and kind of boom.
And it was
boom,
almost like almost like PVCs. If you've ever had a preventricular, it's like a kabloosh. It was like a long pause and then kabloosh. You know,
this is the scary part. See, this is where medicine gets tricky, because if you go to your doctor with that type of symptom, that and he's going to think the same thing, or she's going to think the same thing, that it's a run of premature ventricular contractions. And one of the ways we treat that in a lot of people is we give them what are called beta blockers.
Right.
Have you heard about the beta blockers? These are commonly used for lowering blood pressure, controlling heart rate, all that kind of stuff.
Propranolol.
Atenolol is probably one of the
Atenolol, which is I found that atenolol is a better one, by the way. Propranolol crosses the blood-brain barrier and can cause depression, where atenolol doesn't. Okay.
Yeah. There's a whole history about that I'd love to talk about. We don't have time, but anyway.
Another show.
Another show. I have so many little things to talk about. But here's the thing. So, here you give somebody a beta blocker in this. Let's say your doctor gave you a beta blocker. And a beta blocker is meant to slow everything down, right? Well, what did we learn that the vagus nerve does? Slows everything down. So if you're on a beta blocker, maybe 50, 75 milligrams, and there's some powerful beta blockers out there now that are real specific to the heart, really slowing the heart down. If you then have an attack, an episode of your Rommel syndrome, if that vagus nerve gets stimulated, you can really precipitate some bad arrhythmias, what are called ventricular blocks. This is where the atria can no longer talk to the ventricle.
Right.
So for every three beats of the atria, just one gets through to the ventricle. Those are called blocks.
Blocks, right.
Okay? And if you're on a beta blocker and you're stimulating the vagus nerve, you are asking to start developing these very, which could be, in some cases, very dangerous type arrhythmias.
Yes.
So there are people out there on beta blockers because their doctor thinks it's a heart thing, when really it's RS. and that could be a danger to them. Instead, what you need to do, if you feel that you might be somebody with this, one of the best things you can do to control rhythm, it is so simple, magnesium.
Yeah.
Magnesium is one of the best ways to keep that vagus nerve in check and keep a good, normal heart rate and blood pressure in rhythm. Probably you may have to, you can even do magnesium if you're having an immediate attack. You can do 1,000, 2,000 milligrams of magnesium. You might wake up the next morning and have some loose stools.
Right.
But I think most people would rather deal with the loose stools from magnesium
right.
than some of those scary heart issues. But then to keep it chronically controlled, probably 1,500 to 1,000 milligrams.
You know what? If you eat a very large avocado every single day, there's about 750 milligrams of magnesium in an avocado. Never mind the great potassium too, which also benefits the heart.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. And this is something we always talk about, life extension. Even we forget it sometimes. We talk so much about supplements and drugs and stuff. You're right. Remember, supplements in a diet, and that's an important point
right.
to remember.
But
you can food try to
sources
get,
are good.
Food sources are key. Now, we still believe, though, Carl, and this is just the unfortunate level that our food chains and our soils are in, that even if you're eating a great diet, you know, that avocado is not the same avocado it was 100 years ago.
Right.
And we have to realize that. So we do believe that supplementation still plays a – it's still
absolutely.
Very important.
I take my vitamins and my minerals every single morning, and I also make sure that I get a lot of my food as well.
Right. So the magnesium can be used, just to make sure summarize, the magnesium can be used if you have immediate symptoms,
right.
kind of like what you described. You can push it to basically bowel tolerance, which means until you have loose stools and you back off a little bit. And then you can chronically control it with maybe half of what you had to do to control the immediate symptoms. Magnesium, it's that simple, and it's so much safer than that beta blocker, which could actually make things worse for you.
Right. Now, let me tell you what I've done, because we're coming towards the end of the show, and I want to just run through the things that I've done that have totally eradicated this problem. First of all, I addressed my stomach, as you pointed out. I started using enzymes with
mm-hmm.
meals to help the food keep moving
Makes
along
yep.
so that I wouldn't get that back pressure. And I also started to look at foods that were beneficial to the lining of the stomach and the mucosa of the stomach. I started eating more artichokes and onions and high fiber foods. And I cut out things that were irritants. I cut out all artificial sweeteners.
Good.
I cut out, coffee completely, which, you know, irritates your stomach. And I started focusing more on kefirs and these types of things.
Right.
But
okay.
I did something else that gave me almost within 2 days of doing this, I noticed a dramatic change.
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I started looking at the mechanical aspect of it.
I knew it. Yep.
The very first time this ever happened to me was in 2004.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had eaten a big meal for breakfast, and 2 hours later I was in the gym and I was squatting. And yep. I got deep into a very, very heavy squat and pushed out. And upon pushing out, I broke into an episode of tachycardia that was followed by about an hour of arrhythmias, you know, just my heart. And I went to the doctor, I went to the hospital, to the emergency room, and they ended up giving me, of all things, a benzo. They told me I was stressed, I was anxious. And that didn't make it better, but about
that's
an hour later.
Conversion disorder.
Yeah. that's exactly, just what you said. And I didn't tell you this before the show. That was the very first time. So I started looking at the mechanical aspect, maybe anatomically, the way I'm built, that nerve, maybe over time. You know, you can have a wire harness in a car that after 10 years of driving that car, it wears through and you start shorting things out. So I thought, well, maybe my wiring harnesses are starting to wear through. So I started looking at the mechanical aspect. I already know that as we age, the flexibility of our rib cage becomes compromised. I started doing movements that stretch the rib cage in the gym. Got myself finally an inversion table, and I started to hang from my inversion table almost completely upside down and allowing my spine to stretch and my rib cage to stretch and throw my arms out and take deep breaths and just, and I could feel all of the muscles in my upper body just stretching because I'm trying to create room in there again where there's no room. And I'm telling you, within a couple days, this started changing for me.
All of those things you're doing, those mechanical manipulations, what you're doing is you're dissipating the gas. You're allowing that top part of the stomach to come back down to normal size, and you're taking the pressure off the diaphragm and the vagus nerve. That's why those things work.
Right.
When I talked about burping and the Valsalva maneuver,
yes.
those basically are mechanical manipulations from the inside out.
Very good.
You're right. Doing mechanical ones from the outside in. I mean,
right.
So that all does work. Well, two, I know we got to go here pretty soon, but I do want to mention a couple things here.
Go.
If you do have some of these symptoms, it's just to kind of summarize here. If you, after you eat, maybe either immediately after you eat or within 20, 30 minutes, maybe an hour after you eat, or even if you eat fatty foods or some food that just doesn't quite set with you, if you start having some of these cardiac symptoms, remember what I taught you today. Think about that one organ removed, and think about the stomach in this case. And you could teach your doctor that. They should know it. But the other things to remember, too, there's some other organ systems that can affect this, too, when you think about that one organ removed. You might have your doctor look into gallbladder disease, gallstones, and an irritated
gall. Especially if it's fatty food that triggers it.
Absolutely.
Right.
Pancreatic disease, chronic pancreatitis, even acute pancreatitis can cause these kind of symptoms, the Rommel syndrome symptoms. And then also, something as simple, people don't even really check for this anymore in physical exams, is a hiatal hernia.
Right.
Hiatal hernias do the same thing that gas in the stomach does. It pushes on the diaphragm, activates that vagus nerve.
Right.
So make sure your doctor thinks of that one organ removed. Gallbladder, pancreas, hiatal hernia, and then look into the stomach and try some of those immediate relief things we talked about, and then some of those supplements for controlling it chronically. You don't have to live with this.
No,
think about your stomach.
It goes away. It goes away, and when it goes away, it's an amazing feeling because not only do you get rid of these symptoms, but you feel in control of your life again. I got to ask you a couple questions, Dr. Smith, real quick. That food safe. Allergy test, is that? I know that you guys are having a blood work sale right now, right?
Yeah, we sure are. Matter of fact, we offer, first of all, we offer these a bunch of different blood tests. The reason we do that, and we don't involve insurance. We're not your doctor. We're an institution. We're a nonprofit organization. But we understand that, you know, when it comes to longevity and optimizing your health, there's a lot of things your doctors might not want to do, like hormone testing, for instance. So we offer a whole array of blood testing at a significant discount anyways, but then we put it on sale during this time.
So it's on sale. Is the food safety allergy test on sale right now?
Yeah, right now you'd save about 44% from the normal price, and it's about 64% lower than the retail price.
Yeah.
It's a simple test. You don't even have to go to a lab. We ship it to you.
I'm going to do it, and
do
I'll
it.
Talk about it on the air. I'm going to talk
Definitely.
About it. I'd be
it's
interested,
so simple.
Yeah, I'd be interested to find out what foods I have allergic affiliation to. So.
Hey, and next time we talk, Carl, I want to talk to your listeners about stem cell research, and I'm going to teach them about, you know, with stem cells. This is really the wave of the future. It's called regenerative medicine.
Right.
But a lot of people are scared of stem cells because we think we have to use embryos and stuff to get the stem cells.
Right.
That has completely changed with this guy named Dr. Michael West. We need to talk about this guy.
Yeah.
He will win the Nobel Prize.
Okay, listen, don't hang up after the interview. Let me get you on the phone. Let's go ahead and book this because this is actually an area of special interest for me as well. I've been doing a lot of research into it. As a matter of fact, I thought that 60 Minutes – did a very shabby job. They did a good job of causing people to think that stem cell therapy is all quackery a couple weeks ago.
We need to talk about this because the controversy with embryos is out of the way, and it's not quackery. We're still at the beginning stage. Now, there are some bad doctors out there not telling the truth about stem cell research, but we can clear it all out. I can lay it out in a simple way. I'm telling you, regenerative medicine with stem cells is the ultimate anti-aging prevention medicine.
I agree. All right, so we'll have you back on very soon.
Wonderful.
All
right. Excellent.
Thank you very much for everybody. Thank you to Dr. Smith for being on today. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm losing my train of thought here. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.